The mob scene that many have called an insurrection that took place down in Washington last Wednesday, January 6, replicated in a smaller version at the state capitol that same day, has had a number of repercussions that have played out this week, including mention as part of the rollout presentation given by Governor Andrew Cuomo as his first State of the State speech in the state capitol on Monday, January 11th.
We saw the racism in the KKK parading on the streets in Charlottesville. We lived through the anti-Semitism in the shootings at the Tree of Life Synagogue and across the country. The distrust exploding after the George Floyd killing. And last week, we all watched in horror an attempted coup at the Capitol. These demons may not be new, but they are worse. Visionaries that have had the ability to see beneath the surface of America have long warned of the ugly reality below. Governor Mario Cuomo spoke of the danger of two Americas 40 years ago. But the low tide has exposed the ugliness for all to see. Today, there is no denying the injustice. And rhetoric is not the solution. The public is tired of unfilled political promises. Results are the solution. Doing justice is the solution. True justice, racial justice, social justice, economic justice. And that must be New York's banner to carry in America's post-COVID reconstruction.
At last Thursday's Albany School Board meeting, District Superintendent Kawita Adams also addressed the insurrection, the recent Democratic Party wins in Georgia, and changing times as she talked about how Albany schools have been weathering this latest rise in COVID infections and deaths, as well as impending changes to how our kids school.
I would like to thank the many teachers and staff who have responded with the well-thought-out activities to facilitate student voice through an equity and social justice lens while examining the series of events regarding the presidential election, the election results in Georgia, and the process of confirming the votes of the Electoral College. Our instructional and support staff have been able to make real-world connections to the content areas through the content areas and in the social and emotional aspects of these teachable moments. Many of us watched the events that unfolded in our nation's capital on Wednesday with shock, with anger, sadness, and even disappointment. And while there were those who felt that these actions of storming the U.S. Capitol were justified, we have to look at the impact of these events and what they've had and will have on our nation and our democracy. As educators, we have a responsibility to seek out the teachable moments and ensure that these moments are contextualized in ways that connect to the experiences of our students and our families. As New York Senator Charles Schumer stated last night, after order was restored at the Capitol, it was a day that will live on in infamy. With these unconscionable acts etched in our memories, we move forward in hope that January 6, 2021 will also be remembered as a day that our painfully divided nation saw how we strive to educate our students about respect for each other, civic responsibilities, and the importance of equity and social justice in our everyday lives. We must ensure that moving forward, our actions represent the America, the democracy in which we believe and in which we want to live. We also move forward remembering that Wednesday was a day of historical significance. It was a day that Georgia, a state with a long and troubled history of intolerance and division, sent its first African-American representative and first Jewish representative to the United States Senate. A truly historic and symbolic moment for all Georgians as well as all Americans. As American citizens, we must aspire to be the positive change and the models of democracy that we want to see in this world. These are the lessons we must strive to teach in spite of deep and often complex ideologies that too often and too easily divide us. We are a nation that must and will continue to move beyond our troubled history toward a more inclusive and welcoming tomorrow. We must work together to make this the true legacy of real democracy. This must be the inheritance that we strive to leave for our children, a nation of all the people, by all the people, and for all the people. And for us here in Albany, we know that together we are stronger and we are better because we are all in for Albany. This was the message that I shared this morning with our faculty and staff and with our community. And as we move forward through these upcoming months, as we look back through all that we have been through COVID-19, as well as through our election time and bringing about many of the social injustices that we have seen, it just begs the question, how do we make that positive difference in the lives of our children and be very genuine and sincere when we say what we believe, that we are here for our children first and foremost? We have to be honest in our communications. We have to be forthright in our actions because our children model what they see us do. And it is extremely important that we keep that at the forefront of our decisions. This week, we started our week in a distance learning model. And as we near the end of this week, I want to express my thanks to our students, our families, faculty and staff for their flexibility and dedication that allowed our district to respond to the holiday surge in COVID-19 for our COVID-19 cases. The health and safety of everyone in our school community is top priority. So is the academic growth and the success of every student. We want all of our students to be back in school. And when I say all, not in a hybrid model, not in some type of one group coming, one group not coming. At the end of the day, we know that being in school, first and foremost, is best for our students. There is nothing that takes the place of in-person learning for our students. There's nothing that takes the place of a quality instructor and support staff member in our buildings working on behalf of our children. And so we have to balance these critical priorities during this pandemic. It has and will continue to be a challenge. However, we are up for that challenge. And I'm very appreciative of all the efforts of everyone who's made the effort and allowed us to persevere. We are prepared to resume our in-person learning model on Monday. We are also prepared if the need arises that if we are in a zone, a micro cluster zone, we are prepared to do that testing. We are also looking to start voluntary testing beginning Monday as well, and we are putting plans in place should all of those things come into fruition. However, we must remain cognizant of our data. And should something happen over the next few days that warrants us extending our distance learning model, then we would need to make sure that we are prepared to do that as well. And so at this time, we will need to analyze our data and make sure that our data supports our decisions, knowing that we may have to have several safeguards in place in order to meet those needs. So I ask that our community please stay tuned for upcoming information with regard to what will happen next week.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.